Hello, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Brett's Old Time Radio Show. Welcome to my home here in beautiful Lyme Bay. Would like to say thank you very much for joining me on this really wet and windy Monday. Hope you're okay. I hope the start of your week is going absolutely top notch. Welcome to our regular late night visit to those dusty studio archives of old time radio shows right here at my home on the blustery south coast of the United Kingdom. Lola and I are here. Lola's fast asleep, as always, on her beanbag. I'm not asleep, obviously, because I'm talking to you. But I'm Brett. I'm your host for our Night Time podcast. Welcome to another episode. I've got Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. They're all called Brett's Old Time Radio Show. Go check them out if you get a minute or two. I'd appreciate that. We've got a brand new show. Is it new now? Because I think we're in episode 7, so it's probably not brand new, but it's fairly new. We're on episode 7 now of Sunday Night Mystery. If you get a minute, go check it out. I'd really appreciate that. It's a murder mystery podcast. It's all true crime stuff, and it's generally crimes that have not been solved. So if you get a minute or two to check it out, well, I'm sure, really sure, you'll like it. It's a bit of fun. Well, I say a bit of fun. It's all about murders. So fun's probably the wrong word. Time now for a bit of Monday night comedy with Tony Hancock and the team. This is episode 10 of series 6. It's called The Fate.
We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, and Bill Kerr in...
Hancock's half hour.
Well, now, gentlemen, the last item on the agenda of this meeting of the East Cheam Roundtable is, of course, the carnival arrangements. We've had a whole fortnight to think about it. What bright ideas have we?
Well, Vicar, I was thinking
Mr. Biggs?
Well, obviously we need a carnival queen. I suggest we invite entries from the young ladies of the borough.
Well, I feel as we had a carnival queen last year, we don't want to be accused of repeating ourselves, so I suggest a little idea of mine.
Mr. Biggs. We'll have a carnival queen again. All in favour?
Aye.
Carried.
Well, this idea of mine is a very interesting one because the novelty value would make a welcome change.
Did you have your hand up, Mr. Brown?
Yes, Vicar. I assume we're going to hold it in the vicarage on the lawn as we did last year.
Ah, well, now, I'm glad that's been brought up because thinking back over our previous fates, the vicarage has proved rather small, so I suggest the field behind the school would provide more space.
We're all in favour of the vicarage.
Aye.
Well, yes, I've nothing against the vicarage, but as we are hoping to cater for a much larger number of visitors this year, surely the larger the field, the more facilities we can offer.
Can I bring up the question of the refreshments?
By all means, a very important item.
That is my department. I've been in charge of the refreshments for the last 10 years. So when I'm elected again...
Frankly, gentlemen, the refreshments last year were abominable.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, well, I can explain that. If you remember, we had to put it back a week. And by then, the sandwiches were a bit on the curly side. They were a bit on the curly side, but I can safely say, without fear of contradiction, that this year will be a feast,
a banquet. I propose that we elect a new catering secretary this year.
Oh, come now, you can hardly lay the blame at my doorstep. After all, I'm the longest-serving member of
this... I'm not wishing to push myself forward for this post, but if it's the wish of the committee, I'll willingly accept the responsibility and carry it out to the best of my ability.
Well, of course, I shall have something to say about that. I mean, after
all,
the man...
Very kind of you, Mr. Warren. I'm sure you do an excellent job.
Now, wait a minute. I've been on the carnival committee for many years now, and I must
say... All in favour, Mr. Warren, taking over the catering arrangements?
Aye.
But surely you...
The next item to be discussed is the amusements.
Well, of course. Now, this is where I feel I can be of most help to the committee. I've several ideas I've been turning over in my mind. I've prepared a list of the sideshows, and I've spent several nights drawing up a plan concerning the placing of the various stalls. If you'd like to gather round here, I'll explain them
to you.
Your
hand was up, Mr. Brown, I believe.
I suggest a roundabout this year.
Yes, well, I hadn't planned on having a roundabout. I don't like them personally. They can be dangerous, and of course... The insurance premium we'd have to pay would nullify the whole...
All in favour of a roundabout.
Aye.
Well, I could, of course, always move the coconut shy to one side and put the roundabout in there. If you'd all gather round and see the plan I've drawn up, you'll notice the rather clever way I've arranged...
I've taken the liberty of drawing up a proposed plan for the placing of the sideshows this year.
Oh, how interesting. May we see it, Mr. Biggs?
Yes, well, I've got a plan here as well. If you'd all gather round,
oh,
I'm
yes,
sure
Mr.
we
Mr. Biggs,
could...
a very excellent layout. All in favour of Mr. Biggs's layout.
Aye.
Well, now, shall we move on to the next item? Who's going to open the garden fete?
Ah, well, this is a big problem every year, isn't it?
Well, I don't mind opening it for you.
We need a popular figure in the entertainment world.
Yes, well... well, this has always been my department. Being in the business, I have a legion of friends and acquaintances who would be delighted to do the job, and very reasonably, too. 15 in one should get quite a fair job done, I reckon.
If we can get a big name to draw the crowds in, the success of the fete is assured.
Well, I've always provided you with big names in the past. What about the boy I got you the year before last? Charlie Rollspear is a lovely act. He's appearing at Scunthorpe this week in Nudes, Knees and Knockabout. And the week in question, he's at Aldershot in Bear It in Mind.
Bear, got it?
Yes. Bear it in mind, yes. Yes, he'd do it like a shot. I'll book him, shall I?
I don't think so. He's the one who told all those rather unfortunate jokes, isn't he?
Well, yes, well, I admit old Charlie's a bit of a lad, but then, of course, he didn't know you were there, Vicar.
It's about... It's about time we had somebody decent down to open it. The gentleman responsible for booking the people won't suggest anybody. I'm sure the committee will be pleased to accept his resignation.
Well, he's not going to. It's the only job he's got left. I can't understand it. Who got you... Harry, hi, here we are again, Arbottle. Wasn't my fault he was drunk. He didn't do any damage.
He didn't open the fete either.
Well, he would have done if he could have found his way up the platform steps.
It's not good enough.
What do you expect for £15, Sir Laurence Olivier?
Yeah, what an excellent idea.
Well, it's about time somebody thought one of my... Pardon?
Well, we'll leave it to you to get Sir Laurence Olivier, then, shall we?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I...
No doubt you know him very well, being in the same line of business.
Well, I, Well, of course I know him. Yes, yes. Larry? Oh, very old friends. Yes, used to play snooker with him. Mm.
Well, that's settled, then. All in favour of Sir Laurence Olivier.
Aye.
Right, I'll get the posters printed.
Just a minute,
I'll tell the local newspapers to advertise.
No, look, supposing he can't do it.
Oh, but I'm sure he'd do it for you. After all, you did say he was a very great friend of yours.
Yes, I did, didn't I?
Yes, how exciting. Sir Laurence Olivier here in East Cheam.
Yes. Why can't I keep my mouth shut?
What did you want to tell him you could get Laurence a liver for?
Well, they were needling me. They weren't taking any notice of me. It was very humiliating. It was the whole thing. So I just had to assert myself.
And you said you could get Oliver?
Yes.
You don't even know him, do you?
I'm fully aware of that. You don't have to rub it in.
I'd have thought you'd have known better by now. When are you going to learn to keep your spud grinder shut?
What do you mean, spud grinder? What does that mean? Speak the Queen's English, man. If you mean cake hole, say so.
Well, if you ask me, I...
No one is asking you.
Well, I was just going to say that the way they treat you, you should have resigned from the Carnival Committee years ago.
I can't afford to. A good record in public service counts for a lot in this community. Opens a lot of doors, it does. Carries a lot of advantages.
What, for instance?
Well, I'm allowed 2 free library tickets. I can sit in an armchair in the... Oh, no, I can't. I can sit in a deck chair in the ornamental gardens for nothing. And, mark you, I'm 23rd in the handshake queue for visiting dignitaries. And you mustn't forget that after 10 years' service, my name automatically goes forward for an OBE. You can't throw all that away just like that. I'm in a very dodgy position these days. I was thrown off the hospital management committee, for which I may add I was the scapegoat. That bandage affair. I didn't authorise the use of them as streamers at the May Day ball. Then I was asked to resign from the public library committee. I didn't know what the books were about. They were in French. A very nasty interview I had with the watch committee over that, I might tell you. And then last year, the final indignity kicked off the school board of governors.
Well, it was your own fault, giving the kids a day off just because it was your birthday. Who do you think you are?
I've got an idea.
Quiet. Quiet, everybody. The lost generation has something to say. Come on, speak up. Don't be shy. Let's have you.
Well, I've got a friend who's the living image of Laurence Olivier. He could be his double. Nobody can tell the difference.
I see what you're driving at. What a good idea. You're thinking that we could get him to come down and open the fete and kid everybody he's Sir Laurence Olivier. That's what you're thinking, isn't it?
No, I was thinking what a pity it is he's dead.
Stone me. What's the point of bringing it up if he's dead?
Well, it makes things easier, doesn't it? Instead of having to find someone who looks like Laurence Olivier, all we've got to do is find someone who looks like my friend.
Look. Look, can't you see? If we find someone who looks like your friend, he will automatically look like Laurence Olivier. So why bother about looking for someone who looks like your friend and just look for someone who looks like Sir Laurence Olivier?
Well, you could do it that way, I suppose.
Thank you very much. You've been a great help.
You'll never get anyone that looks that much like Oliver. Why don't you just tell the committee you can't get him?
I can't do that, not now it's gone this far. Posters printed, all that stuff. I'll be the laughing stock of Cheam if I don't get him after boasting that I know him. He'd never let me live it down. I'd be finished as the avant-garde of Cheam society. Just as I was getting known as a nouveau knob. Anyway, we don't know that I can't get him. We haven't tried yet.
You won't get a man like that. He's never even heard of you.
No, that's not true either. We were at a cocktail party once to celebrate the first night of Hamlet. Not mine, his. I dropped my sausage on a stick. He slid on it. Up went his little bit of toast with the sardine on it. Straight into John Gielgud's brown ale. Well, everybody laughed and everybody thought it was very amusing. And I got thrown out.
And you think he's going to come down on the strength of that?
Well, it's an introduction, isn't it? Something to talk about. I'll give him a tinkle. Give me the telephone directory. L2R, the green one. Where is it? Come on. Let's see. Olivier. L-M-N-O. Here we are. Olivier. Oh, there's lots of them. Look. Arnold Olivier, butcher. Charlie Olivier? No. Olivier Daphne, fishmonger. Hell, here we are. Laurence Olivier, Limehouse 324. No. Can't be him. Here it is. Olivier, Laurence, sir, actor. Bum, 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 bum. To be or not to be, that is the question. Back! Back. Once more into the breach, dear friend. Once more, or close the wall. Hello? Larry? Pardon? Mrs. Butler. My name is Anthony Hancock. I'd like to speak to Sir Laurence, please. No, I'm not the greengrocer. I'm a fellow artist. Kindly tell him I'm awaiting his pleasure. Thank you. Hello, Larry, boy. Pardon? It's his secretary. He's come big time, hasn't he?
Why? You make Bill and me pretend we're your butler and secretary before you answer the phone?
Well, it's different. I've got a position to keep up. Hello, this is Anthony Hancock. Would you tell Larry I'd like a word with him? That's right, Anthony Hancock, the well-known actor, comedian and playwright. It's Hancock with a H, that's right. No. No, not Hitchcock. No, I'm not after him for my next murder film. Tony Hancock. Hancock, yes. Yes, all right, Tommy N. Emlock. I'll settle for that. That's near enough. Would you tell Larry I'm on the phone? He's out. Yes, well, perhaps you could help me. I want him to open a fete for me on the 25th. Yes. Yes, only take him half an hour. We'll cut the ribbon. A few goes on the dart, sixpenneth of coconut shy, guess the weight of the pig and off home again. Yes, I'm sure he does get a lot of requests to open fetes, but...
This is special. There's 15 in onces in it for him outside the marquee. I'll slip...
Oh, that's your attitude. Well, I'm sorry, no offence. It could go to charity by all means. Well, what about it then? There'll be tea and biscuits laid on. We wouldn't send him away hungry. Oh, I see. Thank you very much.
Well?
Well, his secretary said he gets hundreds of requests like this, so my best bet is to ask him personally.
Look, why waste your time? You've got as much chance of getting him as I've got of getting into the royal enclosure at Ascot. Look, I'll tell you what, as it's you, I'll do you a big favour. I'll open it.
You? You? Open the fete? I wouldn't let you open a tin of beans.
I'll open it.
You'll open it. Who ever heard of you?
Well, lots of people.
The probation officer and the immigration official. Do you think I'd let you within 50 yards of the Carnival Queen? I'm getting Laurence Olivier, and that's all there is to it. Now, we haven't got much time. I understand he's arriving at London Airport today from New York to start rehearsing for a new play. We'll catch him as he gets off the plane. William, lay out my receiving gents and posh people suit. Bronze medal for diction. Now, do you remember where it is?
Yeah, you rented it out to the head waiter at the Indian restaurant.
Oh, yes. Well, give him his five bob back and tell him he can have it back tomorrow. Hurry up, take the basin down with you. Vegetable curry, two poppadoms, some bingy-bargy, onion pickle, mango chutney and a bottle of light ale.
Right.
And don't spill it on my suit. You want to meet Sir Lawrence with a coat full of curry gravy?
The arrival of their flight 907 from Tokyo...
I say, excuse me, Porter.
I happen to be a pilot.
Oh. Well, why aren't you in an aeroplane standing about here confusing everybody? Perhaps you could direct me to the VIP lounge.
I'm sorry, but ordinary members of the public are not allowed in the VIP lounge.
Ordinary members of the public? I'm not an ordinary member of the public, Mush. Surely you can see from the way I'm dressed I'm not one of the mob here. Belting up and down the escalators.
No, I'm sorry, of course not. Suit, of course. You're from the airport restaurant.
I told you about that curry.
Well, I couldn't help it, I was running.
You poltroon. I've got to get it off before I meet Sir Lawrence. Perhaps this gentleman would let me have a drop of petrol from his aeroplane.
Look, old man, I fly jets.
Perhaps you could burn it all.
I'm sorry, but if you'll excuse me, I've got to take off for Rome in a minute.
By all means, hope you have a nice drive down. If it's a nice day up there, you could have the hood down. Buongiorno, as they say, where you're going?
Thank you. By the way, the VIP lounge is over there.
Thank you very much. What a nice man. BEA, I'll wager. Where's Sid? Is he hanging around that luggage counter again? Some poor devil will arrive in Copenhagen without his suitcase. Sid! Come here, Sid!
Yeah, what do you want?
What were you doing over there?
I was just watching the luggage going along that moving belt there. There's some classy stuff going out today. It's lightweight, too. You can run faster with it.
You're asking for trouble, you are. This place is swarming with plainclothes detectives. There's dozens of them.
32, I counted them.
How do you know which ones they are?
Big feet and trench coats. You can't miss them.
I don't suppose they've missed you either. Well, watch it. Come on, the VIP lounge is over here.
Oi.
Oi? Oi? Are you addressing me?
Where are you going?
I'm going in here.
Well, that's reserved for VIPs.
Exactly, I'm a VIP.
And I'm going in there to meet a VIP. We VIPs must stick together. So if you'll be kind enough to remove the end of your broomstick from his stomach, we will go in.
I know your type. You come in here out of the rain for a quick kip.
I have not come in here out of the rain for a quick kip. I've come here to meet Sir Laurence Olivier.
Well, you can't. Pressman only.
Oh, well, as it happens, I'm a reporter.
Well, just like that in the top hat.
I'm from the Times. The Right Honourable Bertie Trubshaw Smythe, boxing correspondent.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Your Right Honourable. I didn't realise. You understand it's my duty to keep any old layabouts out.
Of course. I quite understand. You're doing a good job. Have a bit of chocolate with holes in it. Come, gentlemen, the New York plane is due in any minute now.
Attention, please. BOAC announced that owing to weather conditions, their Comet Flight 315 from New York has been diverted to Gatwick.
That's the one he's on.
Yeah, well, you've had it then, haven't you? You never get down there in time. Let me open it for you.
No, if we hurry, we can catch him at the theatre.
Good afternoon. Are you the stage doorkeeper?
No, I'm Claire Bloom.
Don't take any notice of him, Tub. He's not.
Thank you for telling me, William. I would never have guessed it if you hadn't been here.
What do you want?
I wish to see Sir Laurence Olivier.
Well, you can't. No autograph hunters allowed in.
I'm not hunting his autograph. I happen to be a personal friend of his. Now, if you'll tell me the number of his dressing room, I'll go down.
Oh, no, you won't. You'll tell me your name and I'll ring down and see what he says.
Yes, well, tell him Sir Ralph Richardson's up here.
Oh, yes, certainly, sir. Oh. Sorry to bother you, sir. Sir Ralph Richardson's at the stage door. Pardon? Oh, yes, sir.
Well?
He says he's already down there.
Oh, Ralph's already down there, is he? Well, it was just a little joke. I wanted to surprise Larry. He didn't know I was in town. And I thought I'd tell him it was Ralph so that when I went in, he'd be surprised. It's a game, isn't it, eh? You can't help laughing, can you, miss? Is Sir John Gielgud down there?
Yes, I saw him go down.
Oh. I think I'll call back later. There's no point in hanging around here, is there?
Do you think this is wise?
Can you think of another way?
Yeah, I know, but blimey, camping outside a bloke's house all night long, waiting for him to take a milk in.
Waiting for what?
Waiting for him to take the milk in.
It's the only way. As soon as that wrist comes round the door, I'll have him.
I can't understand why he hasn't come out before.
Be quiet and get asleep. I've set the alarm for 6:30. All right, gentlemen, eyes down for a full house. Soaking wet.
Serves you right. Should have zipped up your sleeping bag.
It won't zip up. I'm too rotund for it. If I can breathe, I get wet, and if I keep dry, I suffocate. I sometimes wonder if life's worth going on with. What a life's unfortunate I am. I always have been. Still, all one can do is try and look on the bright side and keep your chin up.
You better get your trousers up. Here comes the milkman.
Yes, of course. Right, lads, this is it, now or never. All up, dress, bags away.
You go!
morning, Milkman.
Morning. Excuse me.
Do you ring the bell?
No, I just leave it on the step.
He comes and collects it, then?
Yes, straight away. Before I got down some steps some mornings.
Half a pint and a chocolate drink. Very nice. Right, lads. Stand by. Any minute now.
What on earth?
Got him! Good morning. Would you be so kind as to open a fate for me this afternoon?
How dare you unhand me this minute?
Oh, good grief, it's the butler. I might have known he wouldn't take his own milk in. Is Sir Lawrence in?
He's asleep. He's got a very hard day in front of him. He's opening a fate at East Quinston, and then he has to be at the theatre. Good day.
Well, that's it then. I shall have to resort to chicanery. William, do you still want to open the fate?
Yes, please, Tub.
Right. Now, I'll tell you what to do. If you play...
Ah, there you are, Mr. Hancock.
Oh, good afternoon, Vicar. Is everything ready?
Oh, yes, indeed. Is Sir Lawrence with you?
Oh, yes. When I say I'm going to do something, I do it. He's come here straight from the film studios. He hasn't had time to change yet, but you won't mind that,
I think. Oh, no, no, of course not. It adds to the excitement of having such a famous personality.
Yes. All right, Sir Lawrence, they're ready for you. Ah, here he is, with his butler, James. Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence, I'd like you to meet the Vicar.
How do you do, Sir Lawrence? This is indeed... Oh.
What's the matter?
Has he had an accident?
No. Why?
Well, his face is completely covered in bandages.
Yeah, that's his costume for the film. You didn't know he was the Invisible Man, did you? Nobody did. A very closely guarded secret. Isn't that right, Sir Lawrence?
But couldn't he take the bandages off for a while so the crowd could see his face?
Oh, goodness me. No, no, no. It takes hours to get them right. More than his job's worth to disturb that lot. I was telling him as how it was more than your job's worth to... He can't hear me. I'll have to part the bandages by his ear off. There you are, you see. Do you want to have a look at his ear? There it is. Look at that. That's him. There he is. There it is. The most famous ear in show business, that is. Look at that. A knighted lobe. Don't see that every day of the week. Satisfied? Right. Well, shall we begin? Because he must
see,
be off.
This is most odd. They'll be so disappointed, they may not believe it's him. I suppose it's all right. Shall we commence the ceremony?
By all means. We're going to start, Sir Lawrence.
Right. I'm ready. Good on you, Digger.
What did he say?
Nothing. Digger, he said. Digger. He said it's from the graveyard scene in Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for has arrived, and I'll do no more than introduce the man who's so kindly come along to open our fete, the most famous actor in the world today, Sir Laurence Olivier.
Come on, Sir Lawrence. Come on, Sir Lawrence. There's a good lad. Stop fiddling with those bandages.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure in declaring this fete well and truly opened. Thank you.
Is that all?
Yes, he's got to save his voice. Come on, Sir Lawrence. I don't think we'd better hang about here much longer. Cheerio, everybody. Have a good time.
Cheerio. Yes. Good on you, my lieges. Would that I could stayeth with you, forsooth, but alas, 'tis meet that I...
Don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. Get down those steps, you ratbag. After all that, drummed off the carnival committee.
It wasn't my fault.
It was your fault. I told you not to fiddle with those bandages. What with Sid's great plate standing on the end of it. When you walked down those steps, it was like the unwinding of Tutankhamun. And twice as nasty, I may add. It's a wonder we weren't lynched. Well, that's me finished in this district. I daren't go out in case they recognize me. Well, I can't stay in here for the rest of my life. Oh, well, pass me the bandages.
What for?
The Invisible Man is going down the Hand and Racket for a drink. Good night.
That was Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock, with Sidney James, Bill Kerr, Wilfred Babbage, Jack Watson, and Hugh Morton. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Alan Simpson and Ray Galton wrote the script, and the program which was recorded was produced by Tom Ronald.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed our latest bit of light relief from Tony Hancock and all his chums with Hancock's Half Hour. Don't forget, we'll be back with Mystery and Adventure with Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson tomorrow, going live from 5 p.m. GMT. Please do check out our sister podcast, which is called Sunday Night Mystery. I know you'll enjoy it. It's a bit of a belter, I think. Thanks for listening. I'll be with you 7 days a week, each and every week, and I'll see you tomorrow on Brett's Old Time Radio Show. Love you. Bye.